For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp. Just under 12,700 electric customers around Vermont are still without power more than 2 days after a windstorm hit the region. Among the outages in neighboring New Hampshire, 36,000 Eversource customers remain in the dark right now, and close to 16,000 customers of New Hampshire Electric Co-op have no electricity. According to Vermont Emergency Management, the American Red Cross will open two additional overnight shelters this evening, one at the Berry City Elementary School and the other at Middlebury Recreation Center. A shelter at Milton Elementary School remains open tonight. And if you still have no electricity after this week's windstorm, it's probably time to empty the freezer. That's the advice of Vermont's Health Commissioner, Dr. Mark Levine. Levine says if your freezer is full and you keep it closed throughout a power outage, food is usually okay for up to 48 hours.
So, you know, by now, obviously, any food that's been left in a freezer should be thrown away because everyone would have exceeded the 48 hours.
Levine adds that residents should also check on medications such as insulin that need to be refrigerated.
There's unfortunately no one rule of thumb that you can use. It really is very medication specific. So our advice there is mainly to check with your pharmacist to get proper guidance on the proper storage of the medication during any extended outage.
And Levine encourages Vermonters to call 211 if they need shelter or other services due to the extended power outage around the region. Norwich University is denying a student's claim that it was negligent in its handling of three complaints against a cadet prior to his expulsion for a reported sexual assault. Norwich is being sued in federal court by a former student who says officials should have known the cadet posed a risk. The school says previous complaints against the cadet were handled appropriately. The cadet was dismissed and police are investigating. A majority of homeowners on a flood-prone road in Brandon, Vermont, have applied for a federal buyout program. 12 of the 20 homeowners have applied for the Federal Emergency Management Agency program. Brandon's town manager says another round of applications for the buyout program will open up in the spring. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight: cloudy with showers becoming likely, lows in the 40s.